has a lot of pressure, financial pressure, but who tries to also conclude his rounds. What does Krishna think about that little boy in London who is now... Thank you so much. Wonderful. Who is now preparing himself to go to the school, but before he leaves home, he's just completing a round. What does Krishna think about Padmakshi, who's making the plan for cooking? No, he is a spontaneous cook, I heard yesterday. What does Krishna think about Gaur Mohan, who comes in the morning? Gaur Mohan, isn't it? Vishwambhava, sorry. Why do I always forget names? Who's coming into the room, chanting, temple room, chanting, still his rounds. Is there at all a way to find out what Krishna thinks about the devotees and anyone who chants in this world his holy name? There is in the Bhagavatam one line which tells us of the mind of Krishna. This line says that if Krishna hears someone calling out his name, he thinks, this person is mine and I must protect him. And this was shown when Ajamil, at the end of his life, saw the fear-inspiring Yamadutas who had come to take him away from this life and punish him in the hellish planets. When Ajamil chanted at that time Narayan, meaning his son, then Lord Narayan thought, he has chanted my name. Not that the Lord is naive and didn't know that the name was meant for his little 5-year-old boy who was playing nearby and who did not understand that his father was dying. The Lord understood. He was chanting Narayan, but he meant his boy, not me. But still, he thought, because he has chanted my name, therefore he is mine, I must and will protect him. And this brings us at once to a question: how can the Lord think like this? No, isn't it? If someone calls out our name and says a name, but then he means someone else, we think, okay. It's that someone else who is called, not me. That is a normal way for us to think, isn't it? Someone would call, say, what is a common name in our movement? Vasudev. There are maybe 3 Vasudevs in the room, and all the 3 Vasudevs go, and then they find out that the one who called the name of Vasudev means just Vasudev number C, you know, the C or the B, you know, C. Then the other Vasudev A and Vasudev B would say, okay, I'm not meant. But Krishna doesn't think like this. And this goes back to a particular characteristic trait of Krishna, which Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur brings out in the chapter where Kaliya is defeating Kaliya is described. He says, Hare Krishna, O Pujari, please do not delay long. Give us a darshan breakfast as soon as possible. Hare Krishna. There is a particular part, and I want you to know this. There it is said that the Lord does not consider the mistakes of his devotees. He doesn't see them. He sees only the good things. We in on this earth are often the reverse. We see the mistake a devotee has, and we forget all other things, that he has a tilak, that he is trying to purify his heart, that he is chanting, that he's doing service. No? We only see this mistake. This person is wrong. But Krishna only sees the good things. He does not consider the mistakes. It said in his heart there is no place for the faults of his devotees. And because this the character or the mind of God, if you so wish, therefore he will always see and reward the whatever good things are there. Hare Krishna. I'm looking at the camera to encourage all those who are viewing this on the computer screen. Krishna has not a place in his heart for our mistakes. That doesn't mean we should continue our mistakes. This is not the idea. The idea is we should try our best, and Krishna will really see that. He will see this devotee is doing this, and that's all what counts. I think a similar motive is there in a, let us say, a parent. When a parent hears his little son talking in broken language to him, he will lean forward, his eyes will sparkle with glee. My boy speaks. But the boy may only speak prasadam. My boy speaks, he said prasadam. And the rest is the Jewish community would say gibberish. It's nothing. But out of love, he sees. But he spoke today. He said ladu. He wants to have a ladu. And in the mind of the father is, well, he must have spoken about sugar, basin. Flower, this thing, that thing, and so on. No, he just, the one word was correct. The rest was still childlike. So, but in Krishna you find this mood, which you can see in ordinary fathers and mothers to the extreme. That is his kindness. Jai Jai Radha Madhava Kunjai Bhavati Jai Radha Madhava Kunjai Bhavati Jai Radha Madhava
Jai Jai Radha Madhava Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Shakto
Ananda Matra Upavanna
Bhaktim Vidaya Paramam Chanakera Vidya.
Bhaktim Vidaya Paramam Chanakera Vidya.
Grantim Vibets Yasimamam Iti Prarudam.
Grantim Vibets Yasimamam Iti Prarudam.
Vantatyagatmanitada Bhagavat Yananta.
Vantatyagatmanitada Bhagavat Yananta.
Ananda Matra Upapanna Samasta Shakto.
Ananda Matra Upapanna Samasta Shakto.
Bhaktim Vidaya Paramam Chanake Avidya. Grantim Vibets Yasimamamiti Prarudam.
Grantim Vibets Yasimamamiti Prarudam.
Yes, please, someone else.
Tam Pratyagatmani Tada Bhagavat Yananta.
Tam Pratyagatmani Tada Bhagavat Yananta.
Ananda Matra Upapanna Samasta Shakto.
Ananda Matra Upapanna Samasta Shakto.
Bhaktim Vidhaya Bhagavan Shanakera Vidya.
Bhaktim Vidhaya Bhagavan Shanakera Vidya.
Grantim Vibetsyasi Mamahamiti Prarudham.
Grantim Vibetsyasi Mamahamiti Prarudham.
Yes, one Mataji please, if possible.
Vantratyagatmani tada bhagavatyananta.
Ananda matra upapanna samasta shakto.
Ananda matra upapanna samasta shakto.
Bhaktim vidhaya paramam shanakera vidya.
Bhaktim vidhaya paramam shanakera vidya.
Grantim vibhetsyasi mamahamiti prarudham.
Grantim vibhetsyasi mamahamiti prarudham.
Tvam.
Tvam.
You.
Pratyagatmani.
Unto the Super Soul.
Unto the Super Soul.
Tada.
Tada.
At that time.
Bhagavati.
Unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Anante.
Anante.
Who's unlimited.
Ananda Matre. Ananda Matre.
The reservoir of all pleasure.
The reservoir of all pleasure.
Upapanna.
Upapanna.
Possessed of.
Possessed of.
Samasta.
Samasta.
All.
Shakto.
Potencies. Bhaktim.
Bhaktim.
Devotional service.
Vidhaya.
By rendering.
Paramam.
Supreme.
Shanakai.
Very soon.
Avidya.
Of illusion. Grantim. The knot. Vibhetsyasi. You will undo. Mama. My. Aham. I. Iti.
Thus.
Prarudham.
Prarudham.
Firmly fixed. This is a verse from the fourth canto where Swayam Bhuva Manu, the chief, the head of this universe amongst the Manus advises Dhruva Maharaj and gives him an advice about the ultimate goal. Thus regaining your natural position and rendering service unto the Supreme Lord who is the all-powerful reservoir of all pleasure, and who lives in all living entities and the super soul, you will very soon forget the illusory understanding of I and mine. Purport. Dhruva Maharaj was already a liberated person because at the age of 5 years he had seen the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But even though liberated, he was for the time being afflicted by the illusion of Maya, thinking himself the brother of Uttama in the bodily concept of life. The whole material world is working on the basis of I and mine. This is the root of attraction for the material world. If one is attracted by this root of illusory conceptions, I and mine, he will have to remain within this material world in different exalted or nasty positions. I will read this again. If one is attracted by this root of illusory conceptions, I and mine, he will have to remain within this material world in different exalted or nasty positions. By the grace of Lord Krishna, the sages and Lord Manu, by the grace of Lord Krishna, the sages and Lord Manu reminded Dhruva Maharaj that he should not continue this material conception of I and mine. Simply by devotional service unto the Lord, his illusion could be eradicated without difficulty. Hare Krishna. Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasadaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Mahine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Prachare Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschadari Sakarine Jaya Sri Krishna again the verse. Tvam pratyakatmani tada bhagavat yananta ananda matra upapanna samasta shakto bhaktim vidaya padamam shanakir avidya grantim vijetsyasi mama amati iti prarudam. Yes, here's an advice about our regaining our natural constitutional position. Thus, regaining your natural position and rendering service unto the Supreme Lord, who is the all-powerful reservoir of all pleasure, and who lives in all living entities and the super soul, you will very soon forget the illusory understanding of I and mine. Now, Prabhupada describes in his purport the root of material understanding and material entanglement. He said the whole material world is working on the basis of I and mine. This is the root of attraction to the material world. If one is attracted by this root of illusory conceptions, I and mine, he will have to remain within this material world in different exalted or nasty positions. My dear devotees, we discussed these verses during the Kirtan course in relationship to the holy name. I think we all are aware by now, students and teachers and community members alike, that as we chant the holy name, Hare Krishna, there are certain obstacles which are known to us as apamaladhas, which keep us away from Krishna. Apa means away, and Radha means on one level worship, and on another level Srimati Radhika or Radharani. There's something which keeps us away from worship, from worshipping Krishna and thus satisfying him, and that is these 10 offenses. Now, the main thing to avoid is inattention. We yesterday discussed in both the lecture and the workshop that this is a great problem, because all of the conditioned souls here in this world, without exception, are here because they turned away, they turned their back to Krishna. In German language you would say something as they turned a cold shoulder on Krishna. I think in English we can also say that. We are rebellious souls, although we have good names like Gopinath Das and what other names we have, good names, you know. But the Das we hear from Vrindavan Das Thakur is a title which even Lord Brahma looks to. The servant of, it means the slave of God. That is, if we can be fulfilling the meaning of Das and Dasi, we have overcome the problems of material existence. Don't forget that little small thing at the end of your name is the highest title, more than the title of an emperor or king or as yogi or great jnani. You can become a Das and turn to Krishna as his servant, then, my dear devotees, your material existence is dissolved. So, inattention or turning away from Krishna while chanting is really a result of this original root problem, and if we don't cure it, we will not advance. But let us ask a question. What is the root of the root? Now it gets complicated. What is behind this inattention? Turning away from Krishna is already a root. But there is a second thing. That is the root of all other offenses as well. It's the wrong understanding of who you are. If this wrong understanding is not corrected, you build your spiritual life on the wrong fundaments. Prabhupada, he makes it a few times very clear. And I remember when I read the Bhagavad Gita, there is a sentence, and I hope I could reproduce the sentence. As far as I remember, it must be in the second chapter. If I have time today, I try to find it for you. He says, Krishna consciousness starts with the understanding of I am the soul and I am not the body. It's the starting point. And in another place, it appears in the little booklet Beyond Birth and Death, he says this should not be theoretically understood only. I think theoretically we agree. But what is when you are sick? Then all of a sudden the main attention comes to the body. No? What if you are offended? Someone says, you are stupid. a person who is not identified by the body and mind says, how correct, how correct. When you speak about the appearance, what you can see now, my soul has a soul, I am full of bliss and knowledge. But yes, the other things are stupid. You are a great philosopher. You are expressing the truth. We are identified and we have a need to explain ourselves and show that what is perceived as foolishness is the best of intention. Really. So this understanding, I'm the soul, not the body, is foundational. My dear devotee, if you have a wrong understanding of who you are, not even an ecstatic experience in Krishna consciousness will remove you from the material world. There's a verse like this in the second canto where it says, the heart remains steel-framed or stone-like even when there is tears can remain stone-like even when there is tears in the eyes when you chant. And that means you chant with the wrong understanding. When you have a spiritual process and you do not understand, and I want to remind you, it's not a question of theoretical understanding, that you are not the body, but you are a soul. If you do not rest your thing on this, then you're not really moving forward. It's like a person who rows in a rowing boat and who has the anchor still in the ground. Where I live, we have a beautiful rowing boat, and not this year and not the last year, but a few years ago, I was so much in developing the Vedic way that I thought, let me have a little pause and row a little for physical improvement. And I had kept the, it was not an anchor, but I had kept the rope on the pole, and I was just rowing. I was really absent-minded, we would say spaced out, you know. And I was rowing and I was not moving, and I thought, what's wrong? It didn't take me very long to find out, but for some time I was rowing with the anchor in the ground. And this happens when you keep on with the illusory understanding of I and mine, and it's very, very deep, my dear devotees. Saintly Haridas Thakur says to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, please now hear, O Lord, of the lowest of all aparadas, that which keeps me away from Krishna. When this offense is present, pure love for the holy name will not arise. And then he says, if one has heard the glories of the transcendental holy name of the Lord, but nevertheless continues in the materialistic concept of life, thinking I am this body, and everything belonging to this body is mine, aham ameti, and does not show respect and love for the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, that is an offense, he says very clearly. And he says elsewhere, if a person continues to think in terms of I and mine, he is worthless like a pile of ashes. Have you ever been in outdoors and you were in the situation that you had to make a fire? I know many of you have not are the great saints and have not the ordinary education, but every little boy in Germany knows what that means, because most little boys were with the pathfinders, the Boy Scouts, it's called. In the Boy Scouts, our training was, we were left in the night, and we had to cook, and we had to do everything. So I remember we had, in the Boy Scouts, me and my other friend, we had to do, it was cold, and we had to have a fire in the night, and also cook a warm soup before we went into our sleeping bags. And I remember very much that it was wet out there, and in our tent was a little, we had a little ashes, and I remember trying to get some fire by putting some wet wood and lighting the ashes, hoping that there would be a little dry thing still left in the ashes, and we couldn't spark the fire because the ashes were real ashes. So even this is an analogy. Even if you bring a spark of spiritual practice into your life, but somehow or other you have this wrong understanding of thinking of yourselves as in terms of I and mine, you will not light your spiritual life. It will not be brilliant. It will not shine. It will not give you the great benefits. It will not work for you. Therefore, in practical terms, we will do this in our workshop. We will learn how to understand that we are not the body and chant with this, with this attitude. It's called Buddha Shuddhi. And because it's so important, I will talk about this here in the beginning. In Hawaii, Prabhupada gave a lecture once where he said, we have, as living entities, fallen out of the fire of Krishna. We have left Krishna. And therefore, we are now like coal. Coal is another word for ashes. And we will not be able to come back to life unless we rejoin the fire of Krishna consciousness and dance with Krishna like a spark in the fire. No? He talked about this very clearly. So if you remain out of the fire of Krishna consciousness, what happens is that you will develop different illusions, different identifications, which are wrong for you. His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj once talked about the difficulties which there is sometimes between devotees to make friendships between equals. He talked about how there is a lot of competition going on between equals because there is not the right understanding. I'm a servant of Krishna. I'm a spiritual soul. And he gave an example which was really very bad. The example was given to him. It had happened at the altar at the Krishna Balaram temple, our most sacred spot, really, in our movement. There were two pujaris who were really excellent pujaris in the past. They made very beautiful flower backdrops. Have you seen pictures of Radha Shyam Sundar with these amazing flower backdrops? It's really amazing. They use a lot of flowers each day, and especially at festival days. So there was this one pujari. He looked at the work of the other pujari in the morning when the deity greetings were there, and he had to see, but pass this flower out backdrop of the deities is just so stunningly beautiful. tomorrow I will do a flower outfit which is more stunningly beautiful. So the pujari of day A understood the pujari of tomorrow, let us call it day B. I don't want to give any hint who these pujaris were. I honestly also don't know, and I never wanted to find out. The pujari of day A could understand tomorrow the pujari, the most of the next pujari who will do the worship, will try to outdo me. He will look to be, he will want to be a better pujari. Though the pujari of day A went to the flower fields of the temple where the flowers were harvested, and he cut out all the flowers. So then when the pujari of day B, the next day, came to harvest the flowers, there were no flowers. And there was in the short time he couldn't get other flowers. So his flower decoration did not look as good as the flower decoration of the pujari of the other day. You understand? What do you think, Vishwamba? Sad, isn't it?
Yes.
This pujari could not understand. Krishna is the main person. He thought, I am the main person. I have to be the outshining pujari. What do you think, Dinadaya? It is sad, isn't it? He must have been an accomplished person to be a pujari of Radha Shyam Sundar. Wow, that is something, you know, something we could aspire for. But there was this little contamination was there. This problem was there. And Prabhupada talks about this. He says, Dhruva Maharaj was already a liberated person because at the age of 5 years, my God, he had seen the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Shakshat Darshan, direct Darshan. But even though liberated, he was for the time being afflicted by the illusion of Maya. The whole material world is working on the basis of I and mine. I am a pujari. My decorations are the best. This is the root of attraction to the material world. If one is attracted by this root of illusory conceptions, I and mine, he will have to remain within this material world in different exalted or nasty positions. Therefore, in order to practice Krishna consciousness, we are always reminded in almost every lecture in ISKCON, you hear this, be humble. No? Do we hear this? Because we can already, it's a common knowledge. And the humility, what this means, what the lecturers want to say is, don't continue with this I and mine. Give up this wrong conception of life and understand you are a servant of Krishna, not identical with this body and with your mind and your concepts. Krishna. In Hari Bhakti Vilas it says, if one does japa and other such things, if one yagyas, puja, and does not understand it, does not base his yagya on the understanding, I'm a servant of Krishna, it is not useful. It does not bring any useful benefit. Therefore, Arias Thakur thinks, if a person continues to think in terms of this, he's worthless like a pile of ashes. Now, what could understanding I am a soul mean in ISKCON? Ooh, this gets now spooky. Not spooky, this gets now relevant. What could it mean for you, modern days? Would someone like to give an answer? What could it mean in my... Let us ask, what could it mean when I chant? I would like to not hear theoretical answers, because we are extremely good. Every morning for 1 hour we hear philosophy. I would like to hear practical, realized things. Have you first of all ever thought about this, that when you chant, you're not thinking you're the body, you understand your soul of good? I always find out when I ask these simple questions, the devotees go like, wow, this Maharaj is dangerous. He asks questions to us. No, but as philosophy, is for application, no? Is it for hearing only? Or what could it mean? This is a really serious question, my dear devotees. It's a soul-searching question.
So I was, two things came to me, release and relief.
Release and relief.
Yes. And ultimately, since we're just thinking about the service in the community, many of these understandings, personal branches will go away, and then we'll be much more unified in the mission. So I guess that's like a reset.
Wonderful answer. Let me. This one devotee commented, release and relief. What happened as soon as I let go of my wrong understanding? And he gave a practical application. So many misunderstandings and grudges in communal life would disappear. Yes, other implications of what it would mean if I practice my spiritual life from the platform of I am soul, I'm not body. Yes,
that we are coming home when we are chanting.
In chanting, it would mean we feel we are coming home. Thank you. Because yes, what comes home? The soul, the part of God.
In relation to chanting, one would see that there's no obstacles left.
Yeah.
Because all obstacles in the end are coming from the fact that we see ourselves as the body of our minds and so on. So there's no obstacles left into our chanting.
Yeah. Wonderful. In relation to chanting, this understanding would mean there are no obstacles left, because all the obstacles come really from the physical and mental platform, from the body and the mind. I'm very satisfied by your answer. It's a very nice answer. As a practical sadhana, let me just look at the wristwatch, and then I would like to take some questions. I think this is working, isn't it?
Good. Good work.
Thank you, Josh. Yes, yes. Easy. As a practical sadhana, and we are talking now in relationship to chanting, let me recommend to you a practice which we will work with in the workshop. But here I want to address all the devotees. I would just recommend to you the practice of really understanding that I am not the body, I am an eternal soul. There is a prayer this connection. It is called the Buddha-Shuddhi connection. It says something like, my Lord, my life has become very complicated since I have left you and come to the material world, where I identify myself with different wrong conceptions based on I and mine. Today I'm turning to you I relinquish, give up all these wrong concepts, and I'm turning to you as your eternal servant. It goes like this: by the mercy of my spiritual master, I've heard that I'm really only your servant. If you can somehow base your life on this, my Lord, today I relinquish, I give up, I release this wrong concept, and I'm turning to you as your sincere and serious servant, you will actually feel, I like this very much, what Dina Dayal shared with us, this relief, and release. I've done this once when I was very, very ill. I just went to the deities. There was a threat to my life. It was a life-threatening disease. I have gone through a few diseases which are quite intense. I said, my Lord, I'm finally give up being a German devotee. I have enough of this. That will soon be dead, most probably. That false identification, which afflicts me with so much energy to continue material life. I have enough. I'm now your. Please see, I'm your partner. Please take care of me. Keep me in this world, or take me to you as you wish. But I finally surrender. And I felt immediately release and relief. It's a very nice two words, because I was no longer afraid, really. And I have never forgotten this. And when I sit down to chant, unfortunately sometimes my head is full with so many plans to travel and so on. But when I sit down to chant, normally I always take a minute, it only takes 20 seconds to really make myself conscious or become conscious that, my Lord, I'm your servant. I'm really not the body and the mind. I'm turning to you now. And then the chanting goes very nice, because there is a relationship. My dear devotees, the relationship with the Lord is the relationship of soul to God. The relationship is not really this false role to God. This is the matter, which either gross and subtle matter. You have to come to the root of your existence and chant from that root. And then, the fire of Krishna consciousness will ignite you, and you will burn. Not burn, burn sounds a little bit. You will dance in the fire of Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna. Really, it, I'm not speaking theory. It is like this. This we know. So Krishna, I want to end here. I want to see if you have any questions regarding this. The soul-searching subject matter.
Question.
Yes.
In practical speaking, how can you avoid to speak normal without using I and my?
Yeah, practical speaking.
Very practical example.
Yeah.
How can you fight to say, I did this, this, as I, my God.
My car, yes, there's a number here. You don't go in a different car.
Practically without using I and my.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Prabhu. Your good name, please. I've seen you many times.
Prasanatma.
Are you the world famous Prasanatma? Wonderful. No, I heard the name he does. I was wondering about this question. If this is a very good question. Have you all understood the question? In practical dealings, how can you avoid using I and mine? My car, you know, is it necessary? Or my mobile telephone? We have a relationship to these things which another does not have. I remembered one immature attempt and one very, very mature application. I remember when I joined Krishna consciousness, we wanted to be free of this I and mine, and we didn't have our own cloth. It was in the London temple. The dirty cloth we gave to a big pile, and then it was taken and brought to some laundromat. You know, the devotees was washing. It came back, and the next day you could choose. You chose your things. I was really impressed. This was at the time when I joined Krishna consciousness. Then I noticed that one particular good shirt, which had green and black caros, was always found on the same purse. And I wanted to wear this shirt also. In other words, I began identify with it, you know, with this particular shirt. And we had attachments to this. Many brahmacharis had attachment to this particular shirt. It was a good sized shirt, a good usable shirt, and so on. And there was an attachment, I noticed. And later we abandoned this practice when there was quarrel breaking out about this black and green shirt, because we human beings in practical dealings need to relate to things which we take care of. That is always when we have, Prabhupada said, proprietorship turns sand into gold. I also saw this in the temple car. No, it was nobody's car, and this car was always very quick to break down. I think you know these nobody's cars, isn't it? When no one takes care, because Vishwamba is driving devotees doing dish mellows back and forth. And when there is no relationship of this my car, soon the car will be damaged. We know this, you know, this is, no one takes care. This is a big problem. I know this is, anyways, I could give many examples. Now, to avoid this, a devotee in practical, he will try to remind himself that it is not his, but it is Krishna's. And what he will say, we. You have heard this many times when Prabhupada speaks. Really, he speaks of himself, but he says, we came here early. We came here on the 12th of July, or June, or whatever. We. He uses the term we. Now, many have imitated this language, but they have not had the concept. It starts with the concept. For Prabhupada, when he said we, as far as I have done research on this, he meant himself and his spiritual master. He always thought himself in relationship of a servant of his spiritual master and a servant of Krishna. And it reflected in the language. We came here. We means two. He and his guru. He wrote about this in Chaitanya Charitamrita, where he said that he feels he's all with his divine grace, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, is still present and sees him. And I mean, if we have the last volume of CC, I can quickly read it. Would you care to find it, Manu? Antyalila? Should be there, no? Or?
Yes,
should be. Antyalila. It's the last volume. And there is something like concluding verse. That's how you can identify it at the back. And then he says, I feel his divine grace is always with me. And then he says, the spiritual master and Krishna are always there in the heart of the devotee. So, although you may have to use I came here, you know, I came to this lecture. I came to your lecture, Maharaj, or I listened to your lecture, Maharaj, on the Skype. On the computer.
Broadcast.
On the broadcast. Yeah. There, you find everything. Amazing. It's really worthwhile to read this. Yeah. I think, Prabhupada writes, that his divine grace Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur is always seeing my activities and guiding me within my heart by his words. As it is said in Srimad Bhagavatam, Tena Brahma Hridaya Adikavaye, spiritual inspiration comes from within the heart, wherein the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in his Paramatma feature, is always sitting with all his devotees and associates. Yeah, it is to be admitted, he says. Now, you know, he's concluding his translation of Chaitanya Charitamrita. So he says, it is to be admitted that whatever translation work I've done is through the inspiration of my spiritual master, because personally I am most insignificant and incompetent to do this materially impossible work. I do not think myself a very learned scholar, but I have full faith in the service of my spiritual master, his divine grace, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Excuse me, please. If there's any credit to my activities of translating, it is all due to his divine grace. So this is how a devotee gets free from I and mine. He is thinking that this happened due to my spiritual master's mercy or due to Krishna's mercy, who are in my heart guiding me and making everything possible. In a way, it is correct, my dear devotee. Where would you be if the Lord would not be in our heart? Where would be the life force which pervades everything and moves our body? It wouldn't be there. The Lord is the life force. Because we are part of His, the soul is part of the Lord. So it's the Lord who empowers the soul and the rest of the life. So this is how to become free from this. And therefore it is said, when you are praised, in our Vaishnava philosophy, it is said, don't take the praise for yourself. Praise is itself is poison. It only one person can digest it, the spiritual master Krishna. This is a practical application. But what it means for us, it really is that we see things spiritually in our life. We see our life spiritually. Everything is possible because of the Lord. Otherwise, we couldn't move. And the moment you understand this, you are really, really relieved. Even in problems, have you sometimes had? I mean, every one of us has had problems. And do you remember when you turned to Krishna? Oh, I'm only your servant. Please help me. I'm your servant. Got in difficulties. Now it's the time of the master to come and you know, take care of this. You know, then you are relieved. And usually, a blockage is removed and the things start to work. Prasanatma Prabhu, you have asked a wonderful question. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. This question opened another dimension. So you will have to use the language, you know, but it's about understanding of consciousness. But dear devotees, let me secretly look at my wristwatch. Yes, it's the time when we start to chant another mantra. Sharira Vijaya. I want to stop here because we want to start on time. Those who are in the course, we see at 11:30. Those of you who are not in the course and who are free this evening, we will continue a hearing about Lord Chaitanya and Srinivas Pandit this evening at 7:30. I wish you a wonderful day and Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.